KJAN Sports.
Time now for a look at sports on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson. Our sports update is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
The Iowa Hawkeye football team hosts an open scrimmage today. As opposed to many other programs, the Hawkeyes do not conduct a spring game. Defensive coordinator Phil Parker for the Hawkeyes believes the team gets more out of holding an open practice.
You know, the problem with it right now is the depth chart. You know, is how many people you actually have and can play, and it depends on how many running backs you have. You know, I've been at both ways. I prefer the way we do it right now because you get a little bit more extra practice than actually a game. I don't think you get all the situations that you need when you get into a spring game. So, you know, it goes back and forth, and really what do the fans want or really what do we need? You know, that's what it really comes down to.
Meanwhile, Iowa Hawkeye offensive coordinator Greg Davis says it's more important to have a practice, though there are some advantages to playing in a game situation.
I think one good thing that comes out of a game, and we will play a quarter, is that, you know, you're off the field. There's no last-minute coaching going on when you break the huddle. It gives you a chance to see what the players know and understand, as opposed to, you know, as you break the huddle saying, you know, be alert for this blitz, be alert for this or whatever. So I think that's the positive of it, is when you're off the field, you truly find out what they know.
Again, the Iowa football team has an open practice today. Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini says his top players will see limited action in today's annual red-white spring game. Pelini said the spring game really is about giving second and third stringers an opportunity to show what they can do in front of a big crowd. About 70,000 fans are expected at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. Husker quarterback Taylor Martinez is expected to play about one quarter, and running back Rex Burkhead will get only a few carries. The Huskers have been decimated by injuries on the defensive line, but first-year defensive coordinator John Papuchis says he's excited to see how his linebackers and secondary perform after a run of strong spring workouts for his defense. In Iowa State football news, spring practice is a time for young players to try and move up the depth chart, and several will be looking to do that at Iowa State's spring game today. Junior middle linebacker Jeremiah George would like to see the defense make some big plays in their spring game.
I'd like to make a big play myself, maybe get an interception or a forced fumble, maybe get even a turnover for a score. I'd like to see that. I think our defense as a whole, if we could make a big play and then have a celebration, like everybody just surrounds the guy and brings him up and just shows our unity and as a team as a whole. So I'd like to see that.
Iowa State defensive end Corey Morrissey says the defense has been working on creating more turnovers, and they have to generate a few on Saturday in their spring game.
Coach Rhodes might, you know, be kind of disappointed on the offensive side if we get the turnovers, but that's great for the defense. Pressure on the quarterback, too, that's a big thing for the defensive line that we need to work on, and we have been this spring.
Again, the Iowa State football team's spring game is being held today. In baseball news, Ian Stewart hit a three-run home run in his first inning, and Brian LeHair later connected for a grand slam, and the Chicago Cubs hammered Adam Wainwright, spoiling the St. Louis Cardinals' home opener with a 9-5 victory yesterday. The Cubs' Starlin Castro had three hits and a walk for the Cubs. Chicago had scored 17 runs in the last two games after totaling 19 runs in their first six. Cardinals starting pitcher Adam Wainwright's first start at home since September 19th of 2010 was a total mess from the get-go and tied his worst ever from a statistical standpoint, 8 earned runs in just 3 innings. His outing unraveled just moments after pregame circumstances that featured 91-year-old Hall of Famer Stan Musial waving at a golf cart to fans who gave him a standing ovation. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball yesterday in National League scores, it was the San Francisco Giants over the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-0. Washington beat Cincinnati 2-1. The Mets beat Philadelphia 5-2. Miami beat Houston 5-4 in 11 innings. Atlanta beat Milwaukee 10-8. Colorado was over Arizona 7-6, and the Dodgers beat San Diego 9-8. In the American League, it was the Yankees over the Angels 5-0. Boston beat Tampa Bay 12-2. The White Sox beat Detroit 5-2. It was also Cleveland over Kansas City 8-3. Baltimore beat Toronto 7-5. Texas beat Minnesota 4-1. And Oakland was over Seattle by a score of 4-0. Well, Albert Pujols, the former St. Louis Cardinal, is learning that hitting a baseball is tougher when the number attached to your name has a dollar sign. After a weak opening for the Los Angeles Angels, Pujols has a contract of $240 million, more imposing than his batting average of only .217. He had no home runs and just two RBI going into yesterday's game at New York against the Yankees. After leaving the World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals, Pujols' only RBIs have come on a groundout in a 7-3 loss to Kansas City and a single in a 6-5 defeat at Minnesota. He says he's only human and sometimes you have to press a little bit and try to do too much. Kansas City Royals starting pitcher Luke Hochaver had to be helped off the field after taking a line drive off his left ankle at the end of the fourth inning against Cleveland yesterday. Hochaver was in the middle of his follow-through when Carlos Santana ripped a liner off the right-hander's ankle. The ball caromed to first base for the final out of the inning, but Hochaver remained down on the mound until Kansas City's training staff could get there. He eventually was helped to his feet, but put little weight on his ankle. Manager Ned Yost was among those who helped Hochaver get off the field. Hochaver allowed 7 runs on 8 hits in the game, and he had later retired 9 of the first 10 when he exited the game. In Pacific Coast League baseball news, yesterday it was the Iowa Cubs over Round Rock 6-5, but the Omaha Storm Chasers lost a tough one to Albuquerque by a score of 7-4. Today the Storm Chasers will play at Albuquerque again, while the Iowa Cubs will play at Round Rock. Currently the Omaha Storm Chasers are in first place in the North Division with a 7-2 record. Iowa Cubs are in second place with a 6-3 record. The Drake men's basketball team is one of 8 teams set to play in the annual Anaheim Classic basketball tournament in November. The Drake Bulldogs will join NCAA tournament teams California, St. Mary's, and Xavier, NIT participant Drexel, along with Rice, Georgia Tech, and Pacific. Drake will play 3 games in 4 days starting on November 22nd. First round pairings will be announced in July. In NBA scores from yesterday, it was Atlanta over Orlando 109-81, Toronto beat Boston 84-79, Indiana beat Cleveland 102-83, New Jersey over Philadelphia 95-89, Miami over Charlotte 105-82, New York over Washington 103-65, Milwaukee over Detroit 113-97, Phoenix over Houston 112-105, Oklahoma City over Sacramento 115-89, New Orleans beat Utah 96-85, Dallas over Portland 97-94, the LA Lakers beat Denver 103-97. In NHL playoff action yesterday, it was New Jersey over Florida 3-2, Detroit beat Nashville 3-2, Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 8-5, and Los Angeles beat Vancouver 4-2. That's a look at our sports news on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN Sports.